Okay, let's begin Parsha Shmos. Begins with an interesting notion, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi. The Geula starts with the Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi. We know that it was Moshe's father who goes, takes back his wife, marries his wife again, listens to his daughter's, Miriam's, bakasha, and also suggestion. And from this remarriage, comes Moshe Rabbeinu, the Goel of Bnei Yisrael. The question which has to be asked is, why does it say Vayelech Ish? In fact, we know that the Baal HaTurim points out, the Baal HaTurim writes, the Shemos Bnei Yisrael, Ve'evil Shemos Bnei Yisrael, Abon Mitzrayma, the Rosh HaTevis of the Shemos HaShivya, Sha'af Kishahoyu B'Shivya, even though when they were enslaved, Shemos Bnei Yisrael, Lo Shinu HaShemos, and that's one of the reasons that Bnei Yisrael was Zocha to the Geula, because they didn't change their names. The whole idea of not changing your names, Rav Usher Weiss has a whole piece about whether we're allowed to use secular names or not. It's one of the questions which is always asked of different poskim. And there are tremendous poskim on one side, the Maharam Shik. In fact, Maharam Shik, in his time, they started enforcing that Rabbanim had to have last names. So his name was Shik. Shik, Shem Yisrael Kodesh. Kosav, the Yesh Bezeh Isidor Raisa. The Maram Shik says to take a secular name is an Isidor Raisa. Why? The Asalanu, Lihidamos, Legayim, Leleches, Bechukosahim. We're not allowed for us to be Doma, to be similar to the Gayim, Bechukosahim. Umikra, Melodibur, Hakosav, Va'abdil, Eschem, and Amim. And he brings to Tosus and Gittin, Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Chalil lana lahaske shem nachri beget, you're not allowed to even have name of a guy, the name of a non-secular name in a get. The ikka devarav, ishis advaru chazal, da vasenra mitzrayim negala mishum shiloshino shimam, from our parsha. The fact that they didn't change the name was socha to the geula. And there are many others who said, the shilas and jews of the marshag, the Shatzim and Tafas Peneach, Rav Shlomo Kluger, many, many poskim have said that you're not allowed to take a secular name. Comes Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, perhaps, he says, there's no Isser. And there are many. He goes through this whole beautiful, beautiful understanding. Rav Moshe has an idea that perhaps even when it says that they were Goa because of the Geula, was only in the time of Bnei Matan Torah. What were the unique aspects? We didn't have Tariq Mitzvah, so what distinguished you from the non-Jew? It was your name. One of the things was your name. He writes, the Ein Beze Issa Klal V'Hosef Te'efshet Te'ratef Neshet Nitna Torah HaYuhah Kol Tolu. Maybe only once they gave Torah, everything was Toli Bamesh Nivdalim and Agayim Mishmam Lishonim Levushim, in their language, in their names, and what they wore. Avala Acha Shenitna Torah Ein Lanu Ella Es Divrei HaTorah Hazos. Torah itself is what distinguishes us from the non-Jew. Rishuv Ein Bama Kepeda Gedola. And he also brought many other rayas. He did so many gedolim throughout the ages. With names, with secular names, Rabbeinu Petter from Tosfos, Peter. And what about Rabbi Yishmael? The whole discussion of Rabbi Yishmael also, how could you have a name like Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael after Russia. Shem Rishon Yerkov, why exactly would they have taken it? Perhaps an answer which is given, because Yishmael was already given by the Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, but nevertheless, why did we take it? And the Bnei Yisachar, Bnei Yisachar explains beautifully in his Mamer and Chodesh Nisan. Since the whole concept of Shneim is Shemo Kachu, when you give a name, this is the Mida that you want them to follow. You know, the Vilna Gaon says, when a person when a person is named a part of the, named after an individual, a piece of their neshama goes into the to that child. Sam Sofer writes that really Ma'ikar Hadin, a person should only give the name after one person, shouldn't mix and match. And the B'nai Yisrael writes, Hinei ha'adam misnoa v'nimshachach ha'Hashem. A person grows and he follows his name. V'Hashem hu'kubeis achisa shel ha'kli. The name is as if it's holding of a kli shel nilkach kol ha'kli al yodam. Hinei hu atzas ha'sitra achar liten shem li'Yisrael misitra d'ilam. The sitra d'achar is what convinces us to take a foreign name. Va'ayde kriyas Hashem hazeh yimshucha al yodo tenuas kol haguf v'chol haivarim v'chol chasov. Almost magical, something which it leads the individual to follow the meaning of the name or the deeper meaning of the name. Memele yismashachas v'shalom ha'yisraeli acharatzos el levatlo. And the B'nai Yisrael writes, V'timsik yikein gam b'mnevuchad netza nosan shemos l'chananya mishol v'azariya v'daniel. Nebuchadnezzar himself gave names, separate names, to Hanani, Mishael, Azari, Daniel, ki hu rotze sheyimshachol chas v'sholom acharach avodas hazara. Because he wanted them to follow avodas hazara, to leave their God. V'heim lo rotze lehikare rak b'shmaseihem ha'ivriyim. Also with Paro. Paro, who was a great chacham in astrology. So what did he do? The first thing, when Yosef comes, he neitira takeif Yisrael harishon, shenichnas tachas yada hu Yosef, and what did he call him? Vayikro paro shem Yosef tzoftas paneach. So that's also pshat at the end of last week's parsha. Zehu asher pirashnu gam ken b'psukim vayichi Yosef, meyev esher shanim vayomas Yosef, then Meir Esr Shanim. Well, so Sulamali, why do I have to say it so often? Lo Hayim Leila Meimer Rak Vayomas Vayesav. That's it. He died. We know who we're talking about. Vayesav Elavosav. Avol Mashmir Bnei Yischosus Mechadei Sheniftar B'Shem Tov Haynu B'Shem Yosef. Even though Shemalach Zeh Shemonim Shana, he was a Melech there, a viceroy in Mitzrayim for 80 years. Shari Nifter B'meya V'yeser U'shloshim Hoya K'shemolach. It's also just Derech Agav, just an amazing idea if you think about it. It's not that Yosef was a viceroy for the 7 years, the 14 years that saved Mitzrayim, that saved really the world. He remained as a viceroy, as a melech, for 80 years. And upon the death of Levi, however many years that was after the death of Yosef, couldn't have been all that many years, they forgot who Yosef was, or they neglected, they didn't recall it. Well, they didn't know who he is, but it didn't matter. To Vayakam Melech Hadash, something new. How quickly they people forget the kindness, the greatness that was given by the Jewish people, by given by Yosef to them. He never forgot his name, he never got his past, he never took upon himself the tzoftas paneach personality. So with that introduction per se to my question, the long question, why is it? What is the reason? Is Vayelech Ish in Beis Levi? There is one idea that's brought down in the Maharal. It says that the reason why we don't mention Vayelech V'yikach as Bas Levi, what does it mean? Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi. V'yikach as Bas Levi. V'tar ha'isha v'tele ben. Ubir ha'maral b'gvuras Hashem. Shelo tomar ki nolad Moshe mitzad Amram v'yocheved shehem b'nei otam pratim. We dafka don't want to mention the parents' names. Shadav ze'eno ki lefi malas Moshe madregzo hoya nivdal mikol adam apnei ho adama. Moshe was born perfect. It's an interesting concept. He was so different, he had to have been born different than everyone else in the world. Kashe yadu madrega Moshe. Ve'im yomer ha'kosev ki Moshe nolad me'amram v'yocheve b'nei adam pratiyim, l'hoye Moshe nivda mikol adam sharehu misyachis alaviv. He never would have been as great had we thought that he only came from Yocheved and Amram. And the same thing is written by Yismach Moshe to Rav Hagoyin HaKadosh Moshe Teitelbaum. Shehoyim Moshe Rabbeinu Nivdam Aladam. Shekol Shar HaNivraim Urubahem Tov V'ra Hechel Me'achilas Eit Hadas. All the new humankind, they ate from the Eit Hadas. And when Moshe Rabbeinu Hayakulu Tov Me'atzas Yitzirah, so he didn't have this Yetzirah of the Eit Hadas within him. All right, that's one Mahalach. I would like to discuss a different Mahalach, which I think is far more accepted throughout the generations. We'll start with the Sifsei Kohen, who writes, Shahakavana, Helam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe V'Leidoso, Kidei Shelo Yeh Shum Tam L'Sotam L'Katre Kenegda. U'Bechdei L'Hagen Olav. What am I worried about? I'm worried about the Satan being Mekatre. Dog HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Sidah Shemoshe Rabbeinu Yavod Dafka Mitoch Haskolos Tznua. I want them to come from a very Tznua founding. Umi hai tama kova kadosh baruch hu shemoshe rabbeinu yinotel ayodo al yidei bas paro vihilo leben. And therefore he wanted him to grow up to be saved by the bas paro from the daughter of paro v'sho yigdal betoch hatuma shel platrim. He should grow up in this palace of tuma, separated from Bnei Yisrael. Vishiyat Tzorach Levroach Yisro, and therefore he would run out to Yisro. Kohen Midyan, Komel Avodah Zorah. V'lisa as Beita Abito, and then to get married to Tzipporah, the daughter of Yisro. Kol Zeh Hoyo Chelek Matoknit HaGadola Shalkadosh Baruch Hu Litozes HaSatan. This whole idea, reason why it's just to fool the Satan. She Yisvar Shelo Yitachin Shahagol Harishol Shabnei Yisrael Yinotzav Yigdal Aydei Tuma Kizu Ubiofen Hazeh. The whole idea, the whole purpose, the program, the ruse was that the first Goel Harishon of Bnei Yisrael should be saved and should be grown in a world of Tuma. And then he wouldn't even think about him. Wouldn't run after him. The host of the Sefer, and then more in the Sifsei Kohen writes, in the name of the Arizal, Shemi also hatam, Zimen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shadavad HaMelech, Yivoled Mitoch Nisuin, She'inam Yuchasam, Uvederech HaKlosam. Where did David HaMelech come from? Yehuda and Tamar. He comes from Yehoshua Tam, he comes from Lotu Benosov, the Shemesh of Paritzas, the Genevis Das, Minasui Yehuda Vatamar. The disgusting act of the daughters with Lot. And from there comes Moab. V'gam, and also from Yehuda and Tomar, v'gam ketzat gerius v'gevus b'nesui boaz v'rus. V'es ha'kol otzah kadosh baruch v'daf kidei l'hasiach tafto v'l'hasatan. The whole purpose is to fool the satan. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is the deeper idea, the satan here? The satan is the conscience. That's who we are. Sometimes it's the conscience of thinking about ourselves than when we think about others. We see a v'gam. We see something in their ancestry, and therefore we take away their greatness, or we take away our own greatness. Who am I? How can I become great? Who is this person? You know what I heard about this person? X, Y, and Z, and therefore he has no abilities. Let me give you a few examples, and then we'll continue with to see over and over such a beautiful Mahalach. Recently, I heard a Rosh Yeshiva. He gave a shiur. In that shiur, whatever it was about, points out that speaking about today's Medinat Yisrael, the Hanhala, the leadership, since they are secular, they're not believers in God, etc., etc. Even when approached, this is his notion, this is how he sees it. He can't see the greatness of individuals. It's because they're not holchei b'derech Hashem in every aspect. He saw a pagam, and he can't accept it. Therefore, they couldn't be possibly the goel of Bnei Yisrael. Remember, I came back from Eretz Yisrael many, many years ago. Yeshiva, I used to learn in the mornings prior to COVID. I learned half a day there with my chavrusa, David Schreiber. He's the author of Noros Harav. And during the break, sometimes we go for coffee, go into the office, and take a cup of coffee. And there, I had just come back from Eretz Yisrael, and one of the Rosh Yeshiva was there, and I was talking to him, and I was explaining how excited I was to have come back from Eretz Yisrael, from Medina to Yisrael. He said, "What did you love so much about it?" We're talking. I said, "You know, when I go to the Kotel, from Davin, I always look for a group of soldiers and then to Davin with them." And he looked at me with a pella otzum. What? I don't understand. Why Davka? He said, "These individuals, some of them are dati, some of them are not dati. They're wearing the big day kahuna. These are the individuals who are giving up their lives to protect Klal Yisrael. With all of the pagamim, this is where the geula is coming from." Mamish couldn't understand what I was saying. Many, many years ago, I was sitting in a shul listening to a rav, very well known, very well respected. He was talking in Parshas Vayikra at the point. Vayikra, Vayakar, the difference. What is it? What, speaking of who's in the Parsha and who's out of the Parsha. He told the story of people sitting around a Shabbos table. Rahman al-Islam, we know that some individuals, here there was a person during the entire meal, kept on looking under the table. And finally, the Balabas realizes that he's looking at his phone. And he asks him privately, after, it's Shabbos, what are you looking at your phone? He says, "You know, I'm sorry, I have such a big deal going on in the office. It really means a lot to me. I have to make sure I get this. I know. I keep on looking at my phone. I'm trying to find out what's going on." So this Rav is standing up there, and he says, "This individual, is he in the Parsha or is he out of the Parsha?" The next day we meet each other at a bar mitzvah. My nephew's bar mitzvah, and we're speaking. And I said to him, "Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story about my wedding. When you talk about who's in the Parsha and who's out of the Parsha. For whatever reason, at my wedding, I asked my in-laws, I didn't ask for much. I just wanted to have under the chuppah only Shomrei Shabbos individuals. That was what I wanted. To this day, I don't know what got into me." Sure enough, before the chuppah, my father comes over to me and he says, "By the way, one of the individuals getting a bracha is not Shomer Shabbos. We're going to give him Bori Pri HaGafen because that's all he can say. He doesn't know any Hebrew. He doesn't know brachas. He can't read anything else." My father knew my request. And he says, "Do you want me to say anything? Do you want me to make a big deal about this?" I said, "No, forget it. Let's just get married. It's over. Zehu." Sure enough, we go through and this individual's called up. And he says, "Bori Pri HaGafen." We go through the whole wedding. After the wedding, I don't know how, remember I asked my father-in-law, I asked my wife, who was that individual? Who was it that was so important? He's not a relative. Or maybe he was a shtickle relative, but I never saw him since. You know who that person was? His name is George Montello. George Montello was the individual who saved the Satmar Rebbe out of Nazi Germany. Out of Nazi Europe. Let me ask, and I turn to this Rebbe. I said, let me ask you a question. This person, George Montello, not a Shomer Shabbos, Mamashich Tarfas. Nothing, very little does he do at all in Halacha and Torah. What, is he in the Parsha? Or is he out of the Parsha? We have grown to a point that we're so makbid on the pagam on other individuals. The whole point of Vayelech Ish min Beis Levi is that every individual, he was only an Ish. He was only a man. And that man is what began the Geula. That man and woman, without yichus, without talking about who they were, it could have been anyone, is the individuals who started the Geula, who started the redemption. Umavua b'zoha kodesh, shekadosh baruch hu henig es haschus shel hamalchus davka l'shevet Yehuda. Yehuda, the Shevet Yehuda, is what the kingship comes from. Why? B'vneisha osu yoshem Hashem klulam b'tov shemo. Va'os Dalad hanosefes, and Yehuda, the Dalad that is in the Meramezes l'David HaMelech. U'b'seifa Shvilei Pinchas, he writes, Sha'os Dalad b'shmosha Yehuda mukefes u'mugenes b'chol tzodeh, is surrounded by the rest of the name of Yudke Vavke. Betocha osios, bechdeil rameisha hakadosh baruch hu tomid shomer memogen al David hamelach and hamashiach. And who was Yehuda? Yehuda was a chote, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was with him. Yerushalmi shad is bal shem tov of chet. The chet, the silent chav tes aleph, the silent letter is aleph. God is still with you. God is still with you. The Aleph, the Aluf, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is still with the person, even if he's a Chote. What does that mean? Not simply for us to remember that God is with us even when we are far away from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though we're Chotim, but to understand that even in the Chote, I would add, the Kadosh Baruch Hu can be found with them. Isn't that the pshat that the Nesiva Shalom says, V'hasneh enenu ukal? That everyone has a Jewish neshama, that Jewish neshama, the devara lukus, the nishmas lukus, surrounded by fire. That was the first lesson that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu to understand. It was a nishmas lukus is within us. There's a fire that sometimes is surrounding us, and it's huge at times, and we can't come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we desire to come to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And through that neshama, that nishmas alakush, Yeshua can still come. That's the idea of kol adam ra'i li tzadik kemoshe. Every individual can be a tzadik. The Shari Ora, the Meir Tzvia Bergman says as follows. The tam shlo hiskira haTorah is gadlusam shlo amram beYochaved beHedya beKeshem leidaso shemoshe Rabbeinu lahashmienu to teach us shekidei lo ledas or legadol came ben kemoshe ein tzorach yichus shel avayim. They don't have to come from this unbelievable family. It could come from a pashut family, even come from a family that barely lives lamdei Torah, and the child still himself can become something special. They could even come from a place that shofar v'namuach, even a low standing. Ve'ein lana l'tozu lachshov shemanhige Yisrael yavo'u rak mitoch ha-mishpachos ham-yichosos shebi-Yisrael. You don't have to think that it only could come from Moshe Feinstein's family, it could only come from Soloveitchik's family, or that's Rav Teitelbaum's family. It could come from any family. Zel mevnei shebe'emes yeshechol echo mi-Yisrael b'chol mokom shehu. Because everyone has that potential within them. So it's so different than the idea of the Maral, so different idea of the Yismach Moshe. It's Dafkin of Begam that was within us. From there, there can be greatness. Hadvarim uvusasam ha'yisolda shel Harambam. This is what the Rambam says. Kol adam ra'i lo lihil tzadik kemoshe Rabbeinu. V'davah zeh ikur gadol hu v'hu amud ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hey, writes every individual. They have to try. They're ra'i. They're ra'i to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Biya and the Sefer and the Kuvitz Ma'amarim, Remchonen Vasamin, Shekemoshe Moshe Rabbeinu, Hikdishas Kol Kochosov, V'chushav La'avodas Hashem V'l'hushtamesh Imoim Klal L'shem Tzorach Acher. That Moshe Rabbeinu was makdish, all of his powers, all of his abilities to Yavodas Hashem. V'l'hushtamei shimor klal l'shem tzorach acher. K'mochen kol ish min Yisrael chayiv l'smsor as kol mahuto. So to every individual has to be moser nefesh in order k'dei l'avodas Hashem yisparach v'yoser. We are emulating Moshe Rabbeinu, we too can be a Moshe. Even if you can't become a Moshe Rabbeinu. So I have to look at it in a certain way that we could become that. That's the idea of the Peh. Why was it we said covered Peh, his tongue? He had difficulty speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine. Wasn't a great orator. Yet he was a leader. Also, understand the time of Amaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Parcha Shalola Rafa. Why didn't God fix it? He's putting it; it has it in there. He has this difficulty. Why didn't God help that? You think about it. We say this bracha every day. Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronim. What do you mean, borei nefashos rabos v'chesronim? Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the chesronim, the chisaron within us, that which is lacking. Baruch Hashem for the Chisronos. The Chisronos is what makes us great. We overcome them. We work to overcome them and to become even greater because of that. It sends us through a derech. It says the Drushas Haran. The Tam Shelo Kipa Moshe Rabbeinu Refuah L'Makaso Kidei L'Hochiyah Shebnei Yisrael Hulchu Acher Moshe. Why? Because they followed Moshe Rabbeinu lo beglal shehu hayadavrin gadol. It wasn't because he was majestic, a great orator. This guy, he tells the jokes. He's able to give them and bring them along with him. Now they listen to the content. Eleben neshe devarav hayu mishnem el halev betivam. It entered their hearts. The afa gav sha'amr begemara benedarim she'ena nevuah shora ela mishu hu chacham giba va'asher kemoshe. What does that mean? That Navi Roishi has Shalem. He should be complete. The whole Hashlemesha who inyan nichba be'ein of Haman l'man yiyu devar of Nishmaim. Mikol Malkam, nevertheless, Nisma'i Koach Hadibur Eitzim Moshe. Nevertheless, his Koach Hadibur was lessened. Bahashkocha Elyona, l'man lo yichashru habriya, so that no one should think Shebnei Yisrael gedoleihem nimshachem acharav imneitz chos nivarav. They didn't follow him because of his character, his personality. They followed him because he was an ish emes, he was an ish tzaddik. They followed him for his words. Kemoshi yadu shiyomra misha hu tzachadiba shalom. Shelev hamon nimshach acharav gam kishuhudo v'shkorim mamash. And you get fooled, you follow him anyway. It's a beautiful Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael tells of a story. Unbelievable. He found something written. Kishahotzi Moshe Rabbeinu, as Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Shemu ha'amim yigazun. All of the nations were petrified. Who's this Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki al yado nasa kol agvuros hanuflos ha'ele, who did all of these great things. V'lachein his ora melech haravi echon. So one melech sent a person. He says, I want you to give me, go see this Moshe Rabbeinu. I want you to make a drawing. I want to see what he looks like. Vayelech. And he brings back this drawing. And he says, tell me about his pirzapon of Shemoshe. Tell me about his tzvo, his natural abilities. It's nothing. They have a picture of him as a disgusting individual. Begeyes v'chemdes haman u'shvias halev ganav gazlam u'becholach esronah shebaolam sheyu nefesh adam hamaula. This guy has everything wrong with him. Looking at the picture of him, v'yiktzov hamelach ma'od. He got so upset with them. Maza, what are you talking about? I hear so many stories about this individual. You're telling me he's a nothing? He's a gazlan? He's a liar? How can this be? So they got scared. Whatever. He goes on and he tells the story. So finally the melech comes and he looks at Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't see anything, you know, great. He says, I don't understand. I see this and points out, he says, this picture and everything is painting a picture of Tom, so many chesronos in you. How is it possible? And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to him, he says, Nacharami, that's me. That's me. I have all those chesronos. I overcame them. It was sheer the other night, and someone called me after. He told me a beautiful story. Joel Weissman told me a beautiful story. I forget who exactly it was, of an aunt or somebody used to drive the Rav Soloveitchik to the cemetery every Friday. After the tira of his wife, he used to go to the cemetery very, very often, I think almost every Friday. He would cry. He said Kaddish for a very long time. Finally, the person turned to the Rav. I don't understand, Rebbe. You know we're not supposed to be doing this. Why are you doing this? And the Rav turns to the individual and simply says, what do you want? I'm only a man. I'm only a person. Everyone has to surround us. Our job, what Vayelech Ish Mibeis Levi is teaching us, is to get beyond the chesronos, to see the greatness in the individual. We have become a people. We have to have a shul in every corner. This is the shul I don't have into. It's not a joke anymore. It's reality. Coming to a shul today, there are umpteen minyanim. I have to have a minyan for these type of balabatim and these type of balabatim. And these balabatim can't daven with those balabatim. These balabatim requires them to sing a certain way. These people don't want to have to sing. These are the people where they talk, and here are the people where they don't talk. You have yeshivas. Well, literally, there's one yeshiva that has different classes. Those from this neighbor go to this class. And those from the other go to you can't even intermingle them. The geula started. The whole geula started Vayelech Ish Mibeis Levi. The Rov Am Hadras Pnei Melech. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us together. We all expect the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we are Mispalo, to look at our pagams and say, okay, Bochem Levavos, look inside of me. I know I have terrible yetzaharas, I do this, I do that, but listen to my bakasha. With all of the begam, all of the chesronos that we have within ourselves, but we refuse to do that into others. We refuse to look at others and accept their chesronos. We have to see greatness in individuals for what they are. Person gets up to daven. All right, he's not the best menagein, But you know that individual who runs to a 6 o'clock minion every single day before he gets on a train. And he runs to work and the entire day he's sitting and working. And if he has time, maybe he thinks a little bit in learning. And then he finds a mincha if possible. And then he comes home and he's exhausted and he runs out to a maariv. What a beautiful neshama. What a beautiful individual. I want him to be my shliach tzibur. To me, that's an individual who is a Oved Hashem. That's what we have to look for. We have to see in ourselves and see in our friends and to see in our community, to see greatness individuals despite all of the begamim, all of the things that are wrong with them. That is the idea of Vayelech Ish Mibeis Levi. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik explained one of the great tainas against Medinat Yisrael. How could the Yeshua come from individuals who were barely Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs, didn't even believe in Torah and Mitzvahs? How could it come? And he brought the idea of the four lepers who saved all of Klal Yisrael. Who were these four lepers? What's the idea of the four lepers? Why did the Yeshua have to come from them? Because that's the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. He lived in a palace of Tuma. Shuffle, disgusting. From there came a Yeshua. That's the Maram of Prague explains that the Geula, in the end, the Geula Hashlema comes from the individuals of the four lepers. We have to learn to see the greatness can come from it. The Torah is teaching us. Vasne enenu ukal is the motto of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the most important lesson for Moshe Rabbeinu as a Rebbe, and is the most important lesson for us as individuals. To see greatness in Pagam, greatness in Chisronos. Look how people are Pasha to Yidden, of what they could accomplish. And to believe in them and to believe in ourselves. And I believe when we come to that instance, when we actually come together and see despite the Begam and another individual's, he can still be great. And to be part of each other. Then I believe there could be a Geula Shalema. Vayelech Ish, the Beis Levi. He was only a man.